Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, Dr. Paul Posnack tells us about upcoming concerts of the St. Martha Yamaha concert series. Chef Norman Van Aken dishes up a word on food, and our Florida Keys calendar features Andy Newman. Dedicated to encouraging the pursuit of excellence in performance, teaching, and research with a commitment to creativity, critical thinking, entrepreneurship, and interdisciplinary collaborations, the FIU School of Music continues to provide an innovative, comprehensive musical education of the highest artistic and academic standards. With us today to discuss the renowned music school and its upcoming concerts is Dr. Orlando Garcia. He is director of the School of Music and director of the Music Composition Program. And Orlando, great to have you back with us.
It's a real pleasure to be here, Ed. Thanks so much.
Now, let's start off with having you describe the School of Music. Tell us about the various departments. Multi-genre music school, of course.
Definitely. We have really a very encompassing School of Music. We have degree programs. Obviously, we give bachelor degrees, bachelor's of music degrees, bachelor of arts degrees in a variety of areas. And we also have a master's program, a master's of science program in music education, and a master's of music program with a bunch of different areas. And we have aspirations for a doctoral program coming down the road. We're working on that at the moment. Within each of those degree programs, let me say a little bit about some of the different tracks, if you will, or different majors within them. Obviously, we have all the performance areas. So if you're a performer, whether you're a string player, whether you're a wind percussion player, keyboard player, vocalist, obviously, we have degrees in those areas and excellent faculty teaching in each one of those areas. We also have music education, as I mentioned before. And maybe what I should do is maybe mention some of the faculty as I'm telling you about these programs. Our music education program is incredibly innovative and forward-thinking. We have two excellent educators in that program, Kathy Benedict and Patrick Schmidt, who have just come to us in the last 3 years or so. So that program has been revamped, and it's I'm so proud of it. Those two faculty members are extremely strong. They're fantastic teachers, and they're tremendous researchers. They're on the cutting edge of music education research. They're also very much involved with community engagement, which I'll talk about a little bit,
perhaps
a little bit later as I get through the different areas that we have. So music education, very strong. Again, I mentioned our performance areas. Our performance areas in the string area, we have the Amernay String Quartet in Residence. Those are the faculty. So if you're a student studying strings, you'd be studying with an incredible string quartet. We also have Robert Davidovich, who's also an artist in residence, an incredible violinist who's recorded with Yo-Yo Ma in the
past. He's been with you for a while.
He's been with us for a while, and he's a fantastic, fantastic player, wonderful teacher. And in that program, we also have Luis Gomez Imbert, an incredible contrabass player, originally from Venezuela, who actually, just to put a plug in, will be performing a work of mine for two contrabasses and orchestra with the Miami Symphony in April 4th and 5th, one of those concerts at FIU and another one at the South Florida Performing Arts Center. So that gives you an idea of the string program. Our keyboard program, piano program is, again, fantastic. We have Kemal Gekic, who's an artist in residence, probably renowned as one of the best interpreters of the music of Franz Liszt.
It's wonderful
in the world.
That South Florida can retain these great musicians.
It's amazing, and Kemal's been with us for quite a while. Jose Lopez, who was the pianist for the Florida Philharmonic for many years and a tremendous soloist, has just put out a couple of fantastic CDs, is with us, and he's in that area. Joanne Schulte is our primary organ faculty member, and she's, again, a fantastic organist. Later on, I'll mention the concert that she's been able to organize with a tremendous organist coming in later in January to feature the wartime organ that we have, which
the
is
wonderful
an incredible,
pipe organ.
Incredible pipe organ that we have, one of the largest in the Southeast. So the wind area, again, is just not to be left behind. The wind area is just fantastic faculty in the wind area. Right now we have a new conductor for the wind ensemble this year, Brenton Austin, who's extremely gifted. Barry Bernhardt runs the area. He's the director of the marching band, which, you know, again is a huge arm of any university. A very important arm of any university. And we have Jim Hacker, our trumpet teacher, who's first call trumpet teacher in the community. Fantastic trumpet player, and he's also running the big band. So he does both classical and jazz. And again, a number of faculty on each instrument. I won't go down the line because I'll be here all afternoon. So our performance area, again, very, very strong. The voice area, again, is part of the performance area. We have a tremendous opera workshop. This year we'll be doing Kurt Weill's Street Scenes, which is a really fantastic, probably his best, certainly his most heralded and often performed work. That's March 1 and 2 coming up. Robert Dundas runs that area. He's a fantastic tenor, fantastic opera director. Kathleen Wilson, also on in that area. Again, a very gifted soprano and fantastic teacher. So that area is very, very strong. We have also a very fantastic choral conductor, Mark Aliopoulos, with us this year. And he's done a tremendous job. In fact, if you're interested and available tonight, we're doing The Messiah, and Mark will be conducting quite a bit of that.
Will that be at the Wertheim?
At the Wertheim Performing Arts Center.
What time?
7:30.
Mm-hmm.
7:30. There's still a few tickets left, although from when I checked yesterday, they're going fast. So.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in The Messiah, and it's a holiday concert. The choir will be singing in the first portion, holiday choral works, and then the second half will be the Christmas version of The Messiah. So the choirs, again, are very strong, vocal area very strong. We also have a music technology area, and that's run by my colleague Jacob Sudol, who's a fantastic composer and just a whiz with technology. He's really tremendous. That area is really a fast-growing and very exciting area. The students there do incredible things, design software, design hardware, create instruments, electronic instruments, create applications. I sit on some of the panels for the research classes where the students present, and I'm there with my colleague to critique.
Is your electronic ensemble under that program?
Well, the laptop ensemble, yeah. The laptop ensemble performs as under that that area, the music technology area. And so I've seen students create applications, for example, to help students with ear training, you know, using your iPhone so that you can sing a melody and it'll track to see if you're singing it properly or not. So there's some exciting things in
I'm
that
always
area.
Amazed at some what's
things.
New.
Yep. And, of course, we have a very strong music business program because, I think we were talking a little bit earlier, Karen Fuller is back with us in the School of Music. She was
great
working.
Educator.
She's a fantastic educator. Was working in the college as a fundraising officer for a few years. And, you know, she left us to do that. And then she's come back. And we're extremely happy to have her. We're starting a new master's of music in business with emphasis on production and some management administration.
So perhaps a future graduate might be running the Arsht down the road.
Who knows? That would not surprise me in the least.
But that's what they're groomed for. That's
exactly.
Magnificent.
Exactly. So we're very excited about that program that will be opening up now very soon. Speaking of programs opening up soon, we're also working on our master's online in music education. Again, Patrick Schmidt, one of our educators that I mentioned earlier, is developing courses online. There are already a bunch of them online. We're just trying to finish the whole degree so that you could take the classes all, you know, and never have to set foot on campus or rarely set foot on campus. Of course, the jazz program, we have a jazz major there. The jazz program is extremely strong. Our big band played last year at the Jazz Roots series.
Great big band.
Big band.
I saw them. They were great.
And with Paquito and John Faddis, that was a fantastic concert last March. We're very, very proud and excited. We have Gary Campbell running that area, who's a tremendous saxophonist, jazz educator, you know, first call saxophonist for Miroslav Vitus of Weather Report.
He plays with him
a lot in the summers, tours with him. Of course, Michael Orta, who everybody knows, is an incredible jazz pianist.
Michael and his brother, Nicky, superb.
Incredible. Latin Grammy nominees, etc. He runs the Latin jazz group, so you can imagine our Latin jazz ensemble is incredible.
Top notch.
And then we have Jamie Ousley, fantastic young bass player, who's just joined us about, I think, 2-3 years ago now. And he just had a CD come out that was top 5 list on the jazz list for I don't know how many months. So we're very proud of him as well, obviously. And so that's the jazz area. I run the composition program and with my colleague Jacob Sudol, because there's some overlap between technology and composition continually for young composers. You have to be very savvy with technology as well.
We heard a portion of your piece, Fragments.
Fragmentos del Pasado, yes. Fragmentos del Pasado.
Opening up the segment.
Yeah, that's a piece for classical guitar and string quartet that was recorded by a Mexican classical guitarist, Jaime Marquez, and the Latin American String Quartet.
It's amazing that you find enough time to pursue your own career as a composer.
Well, yeah, sometimes sometimes it gets a little dicey sometimes, yeah. But no, I'm able to somehow. You know what it is when you have great players asking, you know, commissioning or asking for pieces, you mm-hmm. find the time to do them because yeah. you have project after project, and it keeps sure. you going. So you have to make time for it, but. So in essence, let me just say like one or two real brief things about the School of Music. First of all, we have a beautiful facility. Anybody who's been to the Wertheim Performing Arts Center, our concert hall is second to none. It's a spectacular space. The acoustics are incredible. It's a fantastic place to play if you're a student or a faculty member for that matter. And the Wertheim Performing Arts Center also has two other halls. We have a recital hall and an instrumental hall. Recital hall, I'm currently in the process of renovating and upgrading so that it'll be sort of a mini concert hall. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm having permanent seating installed because right now the seating is not permanent. It's more often used as a classroom. Mm-hmm. This will give us, the opportunity to have a much more plush space. I'm also going to be installing cameras like we have in the concert hall. The concert hall has a fixed camera and three tripod cameras so we can live stream. Last year we live streamed 8 or 9 events. This year our live streaming will be taking place in the spring, and we're trying to set it up so that most of the events will be live streamed.
Exciting things going on at FIU, the School of Music. For more info, music.fiu.edu, or you can call them directly at 305-348-2896. We wrap up our first segment with Dr. Orlando Jacinto Garcia, and we will be back with more. Stay with us. Listening to the music of Dr. Orlando Jacinto Garcia, director of the FIU School of Music and director of their music composition department, and our guest today on South Florida Arts Beat. Orlando, what is the name of that piece?
It's called Celestial Voices or Voces Celestiales. And as I mentioned, that's the piece for two contrabasses. Even though it sounds like really high harmonic flute sounds, those mm-hmm. are two contrabasses playing at the beginning.
Ah, overtones
piece.
Or
yes,
something?
Yes, harmonic.
Now, that will be performed?
In April 5th, and I believe it's either 4th and 5th or 5th and 6th, Saturday and Sunday in April, by the Miami Symphony Orchestra.
Wow. Look
and,
out for that.
With Luis Gomez Imbert and Jeff Bradetich, two tremendous bass players, just monster bass players. And at Miami, one of them will be at FIU, our Wertheim Performing Arts Center, and then the following performances at South Florida Performing Arts Center.
You at FIU in the School of Music, you usually start your concert season in August, so mm-hmm. you've given us a lot of magnificent music. But it continues through mm-hmm. April of every season, and this year's theme is the immigrant experience. Talk briefly about that.
Well, the immigrant experience, the themes usually are developed by our faculty, and we have a brainstorming session, and this year we like to do themes that allow us to focus, but at the same time give us some latitude. And mm-hmm. so the immigrant experience is pretty broad, actually, I mean, mm-hmm. when you think about it. I mean, when you look at the composers in Europe and what they had to go through, even going back through centuries, there's lots of great composers that really were immigrants. I mean, mm-hmm. You can think about Chopin, you can think go into the 20th century and think about Stravinsky, you can think about... I mentioned Kurt Weill earlier, mm-hmm. So there's tons of composers that do that. So it kind of helps us to focus the programs. So in the fall, we had concerts already that focus that. As I mentioned, Kurt Weill's Street Scene is coming up as well. So we have that type of thematic, which I think focuses the events. Let me say a few things about, if you want, let
yes.
me say a few things about some of the upcoming events. Like I mentioned,
please.
Tonight, the Messiah concert is on. So again, if
at the Wertheim
Performing mm-hmm. Arts Center at 7:30, there's still a few seats available. Our hall holds like 600 people, and mm-hmm. but as of yesterday, they were somewhere between 450 and 500 already taken.
Oh, it'll be sold out.
So it'll be probably sold out.
Oh,
but if
I can
you're
guarantee
interested,
you.
If you're interested, music.fiu.edu, and you can check that out. After that, I'll say a few things about January, just to give you a little orientation, if you
mm-hmm.
want. In January, my festival, the New Music Miami Festival, which is a festival I've been doing for almost 20 years, in different flavors, so to speak, begins. And that festival is a series of concerts, 8 or 9 concerts every spring. And it starts in January with 1 or 2 concerts, and then a couple of concerts in February, March, and April. So what's coming up January 17 is the kickoff concert with pianist Keith Kershoff, who's a tremendous pianist. And that concert will be taking place at the FIU Miami Beach Urban Studios, 420 Lincoln Road.
Another
space where we...
Community space
exactly,
that you're
exactly.
utilizing. Wonderful.
So, and in fact, maybe I'll take just a second
okay.
to digress. And just mention a little bit about what we're doing with community engagement, because that's a really big part. Community outreach is a big part of what we do. We have a very good partnership with the Miami Music Project. We have scholarship students that work with their kids at the Doral Center and their Little Haiti Center. And in fact, the relationship is such that even this year, James Judd, who's their artistic director, mm-hmm. is a guest artist faculty for us. And he's working with our conducting students and with our orchestra. So we're really excited about that. Mm-hmm. We've also started a music preparatory program for kids to adults, anyone who wants to learn instruments, et cetera. That's opening up in January through our professional and community engagement division.
More information at music.fiu.edu.
Yes, there's a link there. Yes, there's a link there that says preparatory. You hit it and you got it. We've also started a string project. We've received some support from the National String Teachers Association to start a program where we teach young kids grades 3 through 6 how to play string instruments. Mm. And so that's a program, again, that just started, I think, either a week or two ago, that we're very excited about. We have about 30 kids in the program now, and the idea is to expand it over the next couple of years so that it winds up being about 80 or 90 kids, and which is a very important service for the community because, as you know, arts funding is always being cut
oh,
for
gosh.
The schools. And so this was really a big, big need that we're trying to fill. Before I jump back to the concerts, we do about... This year, I think we're doing about 60 master classes, and those are all open to the
public.
They're
open to the public.
And they're on the webpage, music.fiu.edu.
Free?
You click on the free, open
wow.
to the public. So if you want to, you know,
that's very
if
generous.
You want to see James Judd conducting our students or doing a master class for our conducting students, his dates are written down there.
Mm.
Not to mention all the tremendous other guest artists we have coming. So I'll jump back to the concerts just to so
please.
I don't digress too much.
And give us a sense of the wideness that... you concertize in throughout Miami-Dade County. You're down at the Pinecrest
yes,
Gardens. You're on Miami Beach with the
Urban Studios.
Studios.
FIU Miami Beach Urban Studio, 420 Lincoln Road. We have a series of concerts there. We're doing a series of concerts at Pinecrest Gardens. We do a series of concerts at Sunny Isles. Miami Beach Botanical Gardens. We're in lots of spaces throughout the community.
Great programs.
And these are primarily our faculty and our students being featured and being showcased. And it's a great experience for, you know, obviously for the South Florida public, but mm-hmm. also for our students.
Sure, practical
and
experience.
So we're very excited about that. On January 18, I'll jump back, we're mm-hmm. having a festival of jazz bands. So there'll be high school jazz bands coming. They'll get critiqued. And then our big
local
band.
Or local or national?
Local.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a local. It's mostly
you got Dillard coming down, huh?
Yes, we do actually. Dade and Broward ensembles, and then that same weekend on the 19th, we are very excited because we have a tremendous organist, Nathan Laub, who's just won the biggest prize you can win as an organist. I forget the amount, but it's like six
mm-hmm.
figures.
Hmm.
He'll be doing a recital on the 19th of January, Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and that's where you get to hear the great Wertheim organ. On a little further down the line in that month, on January 22nd, a great concert with the orchestra, FIU Symphony Orchestra, and some of our jazz faculty, Mike Orta, Jamie Ousley. It's an evening of Bossa Nova Sinfonico, which is a CD that was Latin Grammy nominated just this round, and which Mike Orta and Jamie performed on. There's also some other guests, vocalist Rose Max, guitarist Ramatis Moraes, and drummer Carlo Mongo Araya.
That's a terrific lineup.
That's a great concert because it's
Rose Max is superb.
And classic and jazz because, mm-hmm. you know, you have the orchestra. So I'm looking forward to that event myself. The MRNA, of course, does several concerts. They're doing one on January 30th with pianist Heather Coltman in honor of Holocaust Remembrance Day. And then again, on a little further down in February, February 4th, they're doing a concert with guests, cellist Edward Aaron, violinist Gary Levinson, and violist Rose Griffin, doing Bach and some Glazunov, and those are at the Wertheim Performing Arts Center, so we're excited about that. We also have an annual festival of bands. We're like the Festival of Jazz Bands, mm-hmm. we have a Festival of Wind Bands, and those are taking place on the February 14 and 15, where, again, some of the South Florida schools, this, is again, ties into our community engagement.
Yes. They come in. I know you're engaged with Miami-Dade County Public School System.
Definitely. And as it turns out, we are probably the biggest supplier of Miami-Dade Public School music teachers anywhere.
Bravo.
More than 50% of them have graduated from FIU.
Let's keep those programs going.
Which I think is fantastic. Again, March 1st and 2nd, the FIU Opera Theater present Kurt Weill's Street Scenes. Mm-hmm. I invite everybody to that at the Wertheim Performing Arts Center. All of our events are generally, at least if it's Monday through Saturday, are 7:30 events. Some of mm-hmm. our Sunday events are sometimes at 4. And so instead of giving you more specifics, I just invite everybody to go to music.fiu.edu. We have big band concerts. We have Latin jazz ensemble concerts. We have new music ensemble concerts. We have the laptop ensemble coming up. We have guests to the New Music Miami Festival. Bernard Ranz, Pulitzer Prize winning composer, will be with us. He'll be doing master classes and forums, which are, again, open to the public. Evan Zaporn, a tremendous bass clarinetist, will be coming down. Again, tremendous composer. He'll be doing master classes as well. We have a tremendous early music ensemble, the Collegium, the choirs. The choirs do several concerts. We have a concerto competition concert with our orchestra featuring our maestro, Grzegorz Szernowak, who's the associate principal conductor of the Royal Philharmonic. That's the caliber. In fact, I left him out when I was talking about faculty. If you're interested in conducting, that's the man. This is a gentleman that, like I say, he's the associate principal conductor of the Royal Philharmonic. I mean, how much better can you get? Mm. So there's a lot of exciting activity going on at the School of Music, and it's a pleasure and an honor to be the director there.
Oh, well, like I say, Orlando, I'm just dizzy. And there's so much information we don't have time to impart. So once again, go to music.fiu.edu to find out what this incredible School of Music at FIU is accomplishing. And many of the events are free, as you've stated. And our guest today, Dr. Orlando Jacinto Garcia, director of the FIU School of Music and director of the Music Composition Department. Thank you so much for allowing us a little time with you. For more info, 305-348-2896. Stay in touch with FIU because it's happening there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And thank you so much, Ed, for having me. I always love to come here and talk to you. You're a true jewel of the community.
Oh, thank you, sir.